RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Oh my gosh, did you just love that op-ed, Michelle? The one about stop teaching girls to be scared.
It was great.
It was so spot on. So
it was.
Of course we have to have the author on. We have with us Caroline Paul. Caroline, welcome to Her Radio. Good grief, you have a fabulous background. And since I happen to resonate from San Francisco,
me too,
which is my hometown.
Me
hello,
too.
Hello, and so does Michelle. So we see that you were a San Francisco firefighter, one of the
Amazing.
First women to do so. Unfortunately, you went to Stanford instead of my alma mater, Berkeley, but we'll just let that pass for the time being. It's just one of those things. What can I say? And going on to be an author, a filmmaker. Oh my gosh, what an incredible background, and also an adventurer all around the world. I love the most isolated you ever felt was in a blizzard. On the top of Mount Delaney, and then you had to stay in the tent and pee into a Gatorade bottle. Been there, done that, girlfriend. So Caroline, talk to us about what the heck is going on out there with how we're approaching girls and the whole issue of being afraid, scared.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of parents just think that their girls are more fragile and less able than their boys, and they don't really realize it, but it's pretty clear by the way they caution their girls, and studies have shown this, so much more than their boys, as if, you know, the world is a much too dangerous place for them to do anything on their own, whereas with boys, they really encourage bravery and resilience.
Huh. Did you grow up with boys around you?
Yeah,
in other words, brothers and, you know, cousins.
I have an identical twin who really helped me, push me, because I always wanted to impress her, and I have a younger brother. But mostly I had a mom and a dad who really let us try a lot of new things. And when I spoke to my mom about this issue, she said, you know, my mom was really fearful, and so I grew up not doing anything. She kept us from a lot of things, especially physical activities. And then when she was 21, she went on a ski trip, and it was a revelation. She had so
wow.
much fun, and she saw what she'd been missing, and she didn't want her kids, when she had us later, to experience that missing out.
Now, you wrote a book called The Gutsy Girl, Escapades for Your Life and Epic Adventure. Why did you write this book?
Well, I really want girls to experience outdoor adventure, because I think you learn so many great life lessons through it, like bravery and resilience, things that boys are really inculcated with, and girls really miss out on. And you know, I love the outdoors. I was a whitewater rafter for many years. I'm a paraglider. I fly experimental planes. I'm a surfer. I mean, I live in the outdoors. And I'm not saying, oh, everybody's got to be outdoorsy. But when you're a kid, being outdoors is super fun. And you get to learn these great lessons about your own courage, your own skills. And here's the great thing about being outdoors, too, is that it doesn't matter what you look like, obviously. I mean, you can't look pretty in the outdoors, and you certainly can't be perfect. And those are huge pressures on girls as they reach their teens.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That is so incredibly important, because like you, I'm a major league outdoor person. Actually, I think I'm most happy if someone just sticks me on the side of a mountain somewhere.
You are.
And just, you know, comes back about a month later. I'm just a happy camper out there. I'm an REI fanatic, and it goes on and on. And I want to share something kind of interesting. You know, I had parents just like you, and I'm bringing that up because I think that parental, you know, mentoring and modeling was really important. I was never once told I couldn't do something, not once, in anything that, you know, I approached. And I grew up in an era where, you know, girls were basically kind of, sidelined for a lot of stuff. And I remember I'm now a senior Olympic triathlete, and I've been swimming for years. But I remember, Michelle, I don't know if I ever told you this, my brothers, who are interestingly fraternal twins, several years older than I am, you know, they would always keep me with them. So we were like, you know, triplets, and they would protect me and this and that. And then I'd learn stuff at their level, the guys' level. I never learned how to swim yet because there were only boys' clubs then. There were no girls' clubs.
Yeah, it wasn't and boys and girls.
Yeah, it wasn't then. And then one day they took me to the boys' club, and I would stick my little nose there and stare and look forlornly while all the boys were getting their lessons, and I could never get in the water until one of the coaches came up and he snuck me in every single day and taught me. That's how I learned. And it's so interesting, and my brothers protected me. They got me in there back and forth. So, you know, whether it's parents, siblings, you know, some heroes in your life, don't you think that counts too?
Well, when I grew up, I didn't have any female role models for adventure. I got most of my role models either from the men that I read about in National Geographic and other
there
magazines,
you go.
Or from the fictional female characters that I read about in, you know, Harriet the Spy or Nancy Drew. But here's the thing. We have a ton of female adventure role models now. And so I think people think, oh, you know, that's it, we're done. But in fact, despite that, we're still inculcating girls with fear. And I just think that what we need to do is look at how we think girls are less able than boys and want to protect them differently. Because this starts super young, that we caution our girls and we encourage our boys. And in fact, the irony, as you guys probably know, is that developmentally, girls and boys are as strong as each other until puberty, if not girls being, you know, more coordinated and emotionally more mature. So it's very ironic that we still feel like our way of guiding them in the world is simply to caution them, whereas our way of guiding boys is to encourage them to go out and do it on their own. And this shows up as we become women.
That's what I was going to ask you, Caroline. How does it show up as we become women? Because I know for me, I was raised kind of the same as Pam, where I was told I could do anything. But as I became an adult, you know, my former husband would scare the living daylights out of me about everything. And so I got this fear factor in me. And I still haven't been able to totally shut it. So, you know, I was always, look behind you, you shouldn't go by yourself, those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're inculcated with messages about how scary the world is. And, you know, being timid and deferential used to work for us as women when we didn't have legal rights or the police didn't believe us if we walked in and said we'd been assaulted. Deference worked, but it doesn't work anymore now that we're have more rights, more powerful, and we're urging each other on. And the interesting thing,
you know,
bravery is learned. It's learned, Michelle. So that's what's cool is that, and there's this great, there was a woman who wrote a great book called Odd Girl Out that she has a lesson that she talks about called micro bravery, which is just doing small bravery acts. Could be as small as, you know, you're a little scared of spiders, but you gently take that spider out and put it outside instead of like screaming and asking someone else to do it. Just little, and you commit to those acts.
I love it. I love it. You know, I want to make sure everyone knows we're talking to Caroline Paul. She is the author of The Gutsy Girl, Escapades for Your Life of Epic Adventure. Her website is thegutsygirl.org. This book is fabulous. And Caroline should know from her incredible background, from firefighter to author to filmmaker, I just think that your work is wonderful. I want everyone out there to grab that book. Thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on radio.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you'd like to ask us, you can email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.